Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. God bless you. This is Pastor Andre Thompson, and you have tuned in to the Word for Today radio broadcast ministry. And let me tell you, I am so excited about the things that God is doing. That's right. Let me tell you something. Even if you don't say, well, God did anything for me this week, I want to correct that statement. He woke you up this morning. He gave you the activities of your limbs. And guess what? You're in the land of the living. So, yes, God has done something. If you open up your eyes today and you can see the sun is out, you got a place to lay your head, you got food to eat. There's so many little things we can just give God praise for on today. But I want to tell you, beloved, we've been so busy. And I'm not telling you we've been busy. I mean, we've been literally busy. We've been in preparation of our first coming church service, amen, this coming Sunday, August 2nd at 1:30. That's right, Citywide Church of God, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord. We're going to be having our first in our new location. Come on, I'm telling you, this is a jubilee. This is something to be excited about at 137 Chamber Street in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. So if you're in the tri-state area, you happen to be coming through Pennsylvania, wherever you may be at, you might be coming from Maryland, Delaware, you might be coming from New York. But one thing you need to do, all roads should be leading to 137 Chamber Street, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, this coming Sunday, August 2nd, at 1:30, that's right, at 1:30 p.m. time. Our services are as follows. Sunday worship is 1:30 p.m. Thursday evening prayer at 7 p.m. Thursday Bible study at 7:30. Listen, I'm excited about what God is doing. My wife is not here, Deaconess Venice Thompson. She's at work at this time, but let me tell you, she's going to be coming on the broadcast one day. God has given her a phenomenal ministry. It's called Phenomenal Women. How about that? Yes, she caters, and God has given her a burden for a broken woman to be restored. And she's going to come on. She's going to minister to you one day. I'm telling you, we're excited. We have our dance, pray dancers, amen. We have someone that's a seamstress that's been putting together their outfits. I'm excited. Excitement is filling the atmosphere. Listen here, you may not understand it. I might not even understand it. But one thing I do know is that when God's in the midst of something, all things are about to change. Something's about to happen. And I can feel it in the atmosphere. You know, we used to sing that song, we can feel it in the atmosphere, that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Come on. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And absolutely. And you know, the thing about it, we are the soul. I'm so humbled because, you know, we didn't know exactly where we was going to find a place to worship. We've been doing outdoor services since God had blessed us, praise God, to be in this city. Our other home church over there, Freedom Christian Worship Center out there in Trenton, New Jersey, with Bishop Lionel Woody and his beautiful wife, Pastor Grace. Let me tell you, you know, It's just a blessing to have the support of your other brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. They're going to be joining us now. I want to give you guys an open invitation. Listen here. I know some of you live far away. You may not be able to get that plane ticket or drive, but listen, if you can and you'd like to be a part, we're going to have our dedication, our installation service on August the 16th. That's right, August the 16th at 5 p.m. I'm looking forward to other ministries coming out, amen, to be supportive, to sow love. Listen here, you know when God's in something, you know that God is going to turn it out. And I'm telling you, if the Bible said if it's not of God, then it will fail. But if it's of God, you might find yourself trying to fight against God, you know. So look here, we know that God has ordained this move. I know that God has called me to spare not to cry out the word of God, amen, and just to go into this city. There's so many youth, so many folks that are in need, amen, and are in need, my goodness, of a place to worship. You can find churches on every corner in certain cities, amen. But one thing for certain, amen, God said that we have to serve him in spirit and in truth. Well, on today, I'm giving you announcements because we got so much going on, amen. August 8th, we're also going to be embarking in a city, amen, of Allentown. We're gonna. There's a awesome revival that is taking place out there in that city, and we've been invited to come out. And the praise dancers, our praise dancers, angelic praise dancers, are gonna be ministering on that day. Amen. Myself, I'm gonna share a testimony or so, just to help inspire some of the people out there on that day. Listen, God is doing something. There's a revival that is going throughout this land. And one thing you can never say is, well, how come we ain't doing something or why it didn't happen? Only reason that wouldn't happen if you're not plugged in. So you got to be connected to the life source, amen. We all got to come together, amen, under one accord, praise God. And I know that God is doing something awesome. Even in this city, you know, I've been praying and asking God for direction, asking God for the strength, asking God just to continue just to pour out his anointing and blessings upon me and the ministry, praise God, and those that are laboring right along with us, amen. Because how many of you know without the anointing, you can't break no yokes, amen. And there's been so many of you on Facebook that have been supporting us and have been reaching out and everything else. Let me tell you, I appreciate you. I really do. We thank God for you, for the encouraging words, for the love of supporting us by love offerings, by words of endearment. Listen, you cannot beat God in giving. And I thank God that we have a God that knows just when to have a person give you a call or just when someone to post something that's going to just bless your heart, you know. And I wouldn't change my situation right now. You know, some people say, well, if I knew what I know now, then I can go back in time. You know, just because you know what you know now doesn't necessarily mean that you will get where you are today or even be better off, you know. So I thank God, amen, for the trials, the tribulations. I thank God for the struggle. I thank God for the good times, the bad times. I thank God that he has not forsaken me, you know, and that's one of the most important things. I thank God that he loved us enough that he sent Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior, to die for our sins, to take the hit, to get on there and die and suffer and conquer sin. Amen. To take the keys from the enemy. Amen. I thank God that Jesus is alive, that he resurrected, and allowed us to be reconnected back to our Creator. Amen. And, you know, with that being said, you know, on today, I just wanted to share a scripture with you. I promise I won't be before you too much longer, amen, but I did want to share something with you, amen, because, you know, how many of you know that we're living in a time, praise God, where we need to be able to stand, you know, not only be able to stand, but understand the time that we're living in. But I just want to go to the book of Habakkuk 1 in chapter 5. I mean, chapter 1. And I'm going to go down to verse number 3. I started to go to number 5, but we're going to start at verse number 3. Amen. Praise God. As a matter of fact, let me start from verse number 2. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Violence is everywhere. I cry, but you do not come to save. Must I forever see these evil deeds? Why must I watch all this misery wherever I look? I see destruction and violence. I'm surrounded by people who love to argue and fight. The law has become paralyzed, and there is no justice in the courts. The wicked far outnumber the righteous, so that justice has become perverted. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for this day's opportunity to speak. Lord, that I decrease, you increase. Father, you arise, your enemies be scattered. Father, you speak to thy people on today, and that you would just deliver, set free, break yokes and chains and shackles, and open up eyes, move skills, Father, and unplug ears. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we read here, praise God, that Habakkuk is contesting. He's complaining. He's going before God with a complaint. Why? Because it seems as in our day, in his day, there was all type of chaos breaking out. The justice system was corrupted. Amen. It seems like everywhere he turned around, there was some evil. It seemed as if there was more evil than there was righteousness going on. And they had been calling out. He's been praying, oh Lord, how much, you know, he said, how long, oh Lord, must I call for help? In other words, I've been praying, I've been calling out to you for help, Lord. What's going on? But it seems as if you're not listening, that you're not doing nothing, and there's violence everywhere. You know, we hear it even in our time right now, you know, folks shooting up in movie theaters and bombers and suicide bombers, and there's all kind of chaos going on, and, you know, and it seems like there's violence everywhere, and he's crying. He said, but you don't come to save. In other words, what's going on? Why aren't you doing something? And he says that, must I forever see these evil deeds? Must we continue just to see these things keep on flourishing? In other words, when's it going to stop? You know, in other words, he said, look, I'm watching these things, but it hurts. Some of you know we watch things, and even if you turn the news, it's like it seems like it's nothing but misery, amen. And wherever we look, amen. So he said, wherever I look, I see destruction and violence. And I'm surrounded by people who love to argue and fight. Yeah, see, we're living in a time now where it seems like if you're not having an argument or if there's not a fight, there's always someone disputing about something. And nobody can't seem to get it right. There's just something going on, amen. And the law has become paralyzed, and there's no justice in the courts. We see that folks are going and doing time in life and have been charged, you know, unfairly, and there's corruption in the justice system, and it seems like he said the wicked is outnumbering the righteous, so that the justice has become perverted. So what will be justice is no longer justice. It's been perverted into the favor of those that are evil. Amen. But see, I want to let you know that God didn't leave him by himself hanging out there to dry, but the Lord said in verse number 5, he says, the Lord replied, here goes it, says, look around at the nations, look and be amazed, for I am doing something in your own day, something that you would not believe, even if someone told you about it. I am raising up the Babylonians, a cruel and violent people. They will march across the world and conquer the other lands. They are notorious with their cruelty and do whatever they like. Their horses are swifter than cheetahs and fiercer than the wolves at dusk. Their chariots charge from far away like eagles that swoop down to devour their prey. I want to stop right there because this is deep right here. You see, because back in this day, see, God was giving Habakkuk a prophecy, a vision. He was able to see some things going to happen in the future, but also it was dealing with the simple fact, amen, that because they were in disobedience, come on, somebody, because they were in disobedience and they had turned their back on God, they had opened up themselves to sin. They had opened up themselves to be destroyed. They have opened up themselves, amen, to be corrected by God. And so this is what happened. You see, we look around today. You might say, well, man, God, that's something that happened back in those days, or this was something that they were talking about. But listen, I want you to understand, look at these terrorist groups, ISIS, and things of this nature, and how they are infiltrating all other lands, amen, and they are merciless. They don't have no mercy. They are heartless. They are cruel. I mean, they are just killing without no remorse, amen, children, women, even their own people in Mars. So listen, they are fierce, amen. And one of the things, you know, we start reading about eagles and swooping down and how fast, you know, we understand that these are things that were going to happen in the future as well, praise God, because, you know, in their language, they had to describe what looked like planes in their everyday language. But on verse number 8, it says, the horses are swifter than cheetahs and faster than wolves at death, their charioteers charge from far away, like eagles. They swoop down to devour their prey. On they come, all bent on violence, their hordes advance like a desert wind, sweeping captives ahead of them like the sand. They scoff at kings and princes and scorn all their fortresses. They simply pile ramps of earth against their walls and capture them. They sweep past like the wind, and are gone. Amen. And see, one of the things I wanted to say is this here, but they are deeply guilty, for their own strength is their God. So in verse number 12, it says, O Lord, my God, my Holy One, you are eternal. Surely you do not plan to wipe us out. O Lord, our rock, you have sent these Babylonians to correct us, to punish us for our many sins. You know, and I want to let you know that there's a lot of things that America needs to repent. Amen. We're in a position and a state right now where this country is so spiraling out of control. I mean, we look at how even the presidential, I know we're not mixing, amen, politics with religion, but I'm just trying to show you something, amen. Because if you start to look and pay attention, you will see, even with the presidential race and things of this nature, amen, they have become so ruthless and cruel, and it's nothing of what it used to be like, amen. And the folks are just upset. They're confused. People are scared. They don't have no idea the moral fiber of this country and what it represented, what it was built on the Mosaic law and the principles of God have totally been tarnished. Amen. Anytime they can make a new Bible called the Queen James Bible, that's been altered just to be able to facilitate those that are gay. Let me tell you something. We know we're living in the last days. I always tell folks we're living in the last hours. Amen. God placed that in my spirit. Praise God. But I want you to know that there is a God that sits high and looks low. There's a Jesus that died for our sins, and you can be saved. You can be set free. You don't have to get caught up and all mixed up into the system of this world. Amen. There's no need to be in fear, for God's not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and a sound mind. And you see, one thing I want to let you know, amen, is this here. Praise God. These things must come to pass. For the Bible declares that we're living in perilous times, and men in the last days will have whacked, their hearts will wax cold, and they'll become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Amen. So you got to understand, it becomes a thing where their minds were seared. Why? Because they're of their lust, because of their itching ears. They didn't want to retain God. They didn't want to serve God. They wanted to serve their own evil and lustful desires. So God gave them over. Amen. And that's why they're blind and they can't see. Praise God. But they can understand one thing, is that they never can say that they never had an opportunity to serve God. They never had an opportunity to hear the word of God. See, every man's going to have an opportunity to hear about God. Every boy and girl. You can't say, well, I never heard about the Lord. Only way it's going to happen, if you happen to be in a tragic accident and you was a baby or someone young. But the Bible declares that this word will go around the world. Otherwise, we have to preach this word. Amen. There might be some parts and some jungles where people may never even hear this word, but I believe that the word of God will get to everyone. Amen. You don't have to be smuggled in, but see, it's going to come a day in someone's life. Amen. And they're going to have to stand before the Lord. Amen. And on that judgment day, praise God, you know, many are going to say, Lord, I preached, I prophesied, I've done all these great things in your name. I was a good person. I did this and I did that, but I want to let you know that Jesus stood there and he said, he's going to stand there and say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, I know you not. Why don't he know you? Why would Jesus say, depart from me, huh? Because, see, many people are not serving God through spirit and truth. Most folks are just having a form of godliness. Some folks just go just because their spouse is going. Some folks go because they feel like that's just their civic duty. They feel like that's the right thing to do, but there got to be a change on the inside of you. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody hear me out there. You're breathing. I'm telling you that there has to be a change. When Jesus comes into your life, there's supposed to be a change. Hallelujah. And if there's no change in your life, how can you call yourself a true disciple, a true heir? Amen. Because if you're still living the same old way, if you keep on doing the same old things, huh, then you become a hypocrite. You make the testimony of Jesus Christ a void out. Why? Because, see, there's no way you can serve two gods, the Bible says. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't. You're going to love one or you're going to despise the other. Amen. And I want you to know that God don't want to share you with nobody. Our God is a jealous God. Amen. He said, I'm a jealous God. Amen. And there'll be no other God before me. Come on, somebody. And what I'm telling you right now, God wants you to either serve him and worship him with all your heart. Amen. Or don't serve him at all. But you can't do both. You can't party with the devil and want to walk with God, because God is not pleased. There's no sin in God. God will not be attacked or even associated with sin. So I want you to know that sin will bring forth death. Amen. You may be saying, well, man of God, what you mean sin brings forth death? I'm glad you asked me that question on today. But see, if you go into the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, verses 25 to 32, it says, yet you say the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, it is not my way which is fair, and your way which are not fair. In other words, he's saying, is it not my way which is fair, and your way which is not fair? When a righteous man turns away from righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Iniquity being sin. Amen. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he committed and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. Because he considers and turns away from all the transgressions which he committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fear. O Israel, O house of Israel, is it not my way which are fear, and your ways which are not fear? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? I'm going to hit this last one right here, verse 32. For I have no pleasure in death of one who dies, says the Lord. Therefore, turn and live. I want you to understand that God himself is telling us, praise God, that he doesn't have no pleasure in anyone who dies. It's not the natural death. It's a spiritual death that I'm talking about. Amen. And see, God is saying that those that are righteous, those that turn away from God, those, amen, that have been complaining, well, God, this is not fair. In other words, this is not right, God. You know, this is not fair. But see, he's saying that, what was he saying? He's saying that folks were complaining that God's ways were not fair. But then God said, well, isn't my ways fair and your ways not fair? See, because the Bible says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, nor my ways like your ways. And see, the thing about it, we got it all wrong. Amen. Because, see, God, he's a just God. He's a righteous God. Amen. And when a righteous man turns away from righteousness and goes out there and starts committing iniquity, starts going out there sinning, he's going to die. You're going to die in your sin. I'm just going to make it plain. I'm going to stay transparent. I'm going to let you know. If you out there sinning and you've been serving God, and or if you don't know God, it's one thing. But when you receive God, you become a righteous person, and then you turn your back. You might as well say that you become a backslider. Why? Because you're turning your back. You're going back. The Bible says that does a dog go back to its vomit? Amen. You're going back, amen, to the very thing that used to keep you in bondage, my God. And when you do that, you shall die. The Bible says you will die in that very thing. It is because of your iniquity he has done that he dies. So it's what you do. That sin will cause you to die. But if you're a righteous person, you turn back to God. Amen. Come on. If you will live accordingly, you preserve your life. Amen. The Bible says that when he considers and turns away, when there's a consideration, amen, you got to consider, amen, the cost, amen. There's a price to pay. And are you willing today, amen, to play Russian roulette with your life, amen? I want you to know on today, beloved, that God does not want you to die. He wants you to live. And just as the scripture said in Ezekiel 18, verse 32, for I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. So on today, I want to ask you, if you're listening to my voice on today, that you would just come on and turn and live, no matter where you at. Amen. The Bible says in Ezekiel 18, 22, the soul who sins shall die. Amen. I want you to know that the Son shall not bear the guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if a wicked man turn from all his sins, which he has committed, keep all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, and he shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. God wants you to live on today. I want to pray with you. Heavenly Father, Lord, there's someone out there on today that needs you, that don't know you, that needs to ask for forgiveness. Lord, we ask that you forgive them on today, that they will repent, turn back to you, Lord. Lord, that you will count, hallelujah, their transgressions not against them no longer, but they will repent. I want you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my evil ways and my transgressions. I ask you, Lord, to give me a new heart, renew my mind with your word and your love, Father. Lord, I ask you right now that you will be my Lord and Savior on this day. I receive you, for I know that you are Christ that died for sin and was resurrected on the third day. You sit on the right-hand side of the Father, and I decree and declare, and I claim it done right now that you are my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Listen, beloved, we're going to get out of here shortly. We got about maybe less than 30 seconds, but I want to let you know, if you have prayed with me, that the angels in heaven, they rejoice over one soul. I want you to email me at info@citywidecog.org. That's info@citywidecog.org. Amen. And understand this, that in the midst of all that is going on, praise God, that once again, amen, that we are going to make an impact on the city, praise God. And I want you to know that you can also contact us at our website, which is www.citywidecog.org. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing. If you want to sow into the ministry, go to our website, praise God. Send your love offerings. You want to become a ministry partner, we have a link over there. God, y'all just come on out. I'm telling you, God is doing some great things. Listen, this is Pastor Andre Thompson. Until we meet again, God bless you, God keep you. Amen and amen.